This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Every day at 7 a.m. we come in with Too Legit to Quit, and it's about us, because we are too legit, Doran, to in fact quit. This song also pertains to Paul Skeens. Holy cheese and crackers, Batman. You watch him through grainy video on social media, and he's just blowing guys away. 3 1/3 innings last night, which means he got, 10 outs? 8 of them were strikeouts.
Ugh.
2 walks, only allowed 1 hit. 34 pitches at 100 plus miles an hour. 27 strikeouts overall in 12 2/3 innings. He got through 3 1/3 last night, right? Like I said, he walked the last batter he faced on 4 pitches, and they said, all right, let's get him out of there.
Uh-huh.
I get why they did it, because you're protecting him. Clearly, they thought he had lost something whenever he walks a guy on 4 straight pitches.
One walk.
He did have 2.
Yeah, okay.
But the last batter he faces, bang, 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 4 balls. You get him out of there. I've been okay with their process on Paul Skeens. He never pitched every 5th day at LSU. He had 126 innings last year. Dan Zangrilli and analytic minds all throughout baseball say you're not going to bump up a guy more than just 25% of the innings from the year before. You want him to throw more of his innings, those innings here in Pittsburgh, than you do in AAA. So I've understood it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's now where I'm saying, let's go. You got to let him pitch at least 4 complete innings. And then you need to get him to pitch at least 5 complete innings so that you can get his ass up here. They're slow playing him now too much. I had thought that they were going to let him go longer in this start. And maybe that was their plan, and because it was the 4-pitch walk, they pulled him out. But they weren't moving off their plan with Jared Jones. Like, Jared Jones, they weren't going to let emotion affect anything. If he had a perfect game, he was out after 5. He was dealing the way that he was. 59 pitches, they were pulling him after 5. There was no movement that was going to happen on their plan. Mm-hmm. They were not going to let Derek Shelton be emotional in the moment. Oh, he's been so good. Let's just let him keep going. They weren't going to allow that. It seems like they went the other way with Skeens last night. Bang, 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 4 balls, and you pull him out. You got to let him go 4, because he's not going to go 5 until he goes 4, and he ain't going to come up here until he's pitching 5, because you're not going to have him up here throwing 3 or 4 innings. So now I'm saying I'm a little bit impatient. Let's build his ass up. Let's go now.
How fast can the ramp-up process go, though? Like, can you, like, and I mean, this is just a general question. Like, next start, like, can he go to 5? And then can he do 5 again, and then he's up? Like, can he just jump, make that jump? Does it have to be like a progression of innings? Like, does it have to go, okay, 3, 4, 5? Can he jump to just going to 5? Like, can they skip that, and it's like, okay, he's ready, like, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Don't, like, okay, we're not going to cap it at 4. Let's go to 5 and skip the 4, because this is kind of the ramp. All right, now you hit the ground running. Now it's time to go.
It's a good question, because the answer you would think could be yes, but I don't think the way that they're doing it would be yes, right? It's been 3, 3, 3, and 3. I thought this would be the one where he goes all the way through 4. And, okay, so he struggles with 1 batter. You can't let him face the next batter. You can't let him then face another batter. You can't let him go 4.
Do you think it's confidence? You think they don't want to mess with his confidence?
So
mental.
I'm happy you bring that up. I don't think he or Jared Jones. I don't think confidence is gonna have to be a problem. I don't think they're built like Mitch Keller. And that's not to take anything away from Mitch. He earned the $77 million he got, and he's been good his last few starts. But he struggled early with confidence. Malkin has struggled his entire career. When he's down, he's down. When he's up, he's up. Jared Jones strikes me as an eminently confident guy. You ain't dating Livy Dunn if you ain't got some swag to you and you ain't got some confidence to you. The way he operates on the mound, the bulldog mentality, I don't think confidence has anything to do with either of these guys. They might view it differently. I would think you need to see him face a lineup more than just once and then a little bit of twice before you get him up here. Like, that's why I want to see him go five innings. We know what he can do the first time through an order, and he's mowing people down. But we brought it up the other day. Jared Jones' numbers, the third time through the order, teams are hitting like 295 right off of him with an 850-ish OPS. He has not been the same guy. Not a bad guy, but not the same guy the third time through. You need to see that, I think, with Skeens, with AAA hitters. Will he have that same level of success the second and then third time through the lineup? My guess is, yeah. But you do need to see it because you're not going to call him up here to pitch three innings or four innings. These guys need to be able to pitch. Even Jared Jones, they dialed him back. He pitched five. You have a guy come up here and do what he's doing in AAA. Well, you're going to crush your bullpen. So I do think they need to build him up a little bit more. I just thought last night was going to be the next step, and it was simply more of the same.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. I'm kind of reverting back to the confidence thing. Like, those guys don't need confidence, but their job, the Pirates' job, is to protect that. And even though that somebody is a confident person, you can only break that confidence whenever you get taken to yard a couple times and things don't go right. It'd be crazy for us to think that things won't go right at some point in Paul Skeens' career or even in this first year.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Like, things are going to go south at some point.
The league's going to punch him.
And their job is to protect that. And as soon as they got an inkling that it was going slightly different, they're like, nope. All right. Like, okay, the second walk, right? The second walk, the last walk, that's when they took him out. Like, nope, don't even need to mess with it. We know that you could get through it. We know that you're confident. We know you're 6'5", 250 pounds, and date, one of the
most famous women on
the face
of the earth. Yeah,
we get that. But our job is to protect that confidence. So I think that that's the approach that they had. I think that even if somebody's ultra confident,
I would like to see them let him struggle. I would like to. So he walks a guy. He walks a guy on four pitches. Okay. I want to see him from a stretch. You're not pitching a lot from the stretch. Guys are striking out. Guys ain't on base. Couple walks, a few hits scattered through. He's not pitching from the stretch a whole ton. I want to see what that looks like. Okay, you got a man on first, no outs. Go get him. Now, someone just texted in, he threw 65 pitches, and I'm happy that a texter brought this up at 412-928-9370. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So it was 65 pitches yesterday, 45, 45, 55. His pitch count is going up. I wonder if they did just have it all about be all about pitch count for him.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, here's where my defense of the Jared Jones situation kind of slips a little bit. You and me are like the two people in the world who didn't have a problem with the Pirates pulling Jared Jones the other day. We got it.
Yep.
It wasn't on 6 days rest. He went on the fifth day for the first time. All those reasons. But they made it an innings deal. Doesn't matter. Five innings, you're out. Well, with Skeens, you're going to do pitches? Why wouldn't they both be under the same plan then?
They're two different players.
I suppose, but I would think it would be more of an organizational philosophy thing. Is it pitches or innings?
Would you would treat, you know, two guys? I mean, you would treat Deontay Johnson like you treat George Pickens? Like, they're the same position, and you have an organizational philosophy. Those guys are treated different.
If I were going to treat them different, I would reverse it. Actually, I would be more worried about the pitches for a guy who's more diminutive like Jones than I would innings, and I would worry more about pitch count or innings for Skeens than I would pitches, if that makes sense. Because I look at Skeens, and he's built like a brick you-know-what house, and when the ball comes out of his hand at 100 miles an hour, it looks like he puts zero effort into it. So I wouldn't count pitches with him then. If I'm trying to treat them differently, I would say innings. Now, people will argue all innings aren't created equal, and I would probably agree with that. So you can give him a little bit more freedom because his body, I think, could take it more. Whereas Jared Jones, being a smaller guy, he's listed at 6'1". We're here to tell you he ain't 6'1".
No.
Because you were talking to Mackie about that yesterday. Yeah. And Mackie said, no, he's 6'1". And you said, I'm 6'1".
I was like, and he's like, you're 6'1". I was like, is he taller than me? He's like, oh, no.
So if I were going to be really weary about a guy and how many pitches he's going to put on his arm, it would be a smaller max effort guy that I'd be worried about pitches for. And if I were trying to put some cap on Skeens, I think I would go innings because I'm not worried about every pitch that comes out of his hand because he's 6'4".
So wait, how many
a monster.
How many pitches before Jones got out?
59.
And then Skeens had 65?
Mm-hmm. But they said that it was about the innings for Skeens. It's what they said.
No, for Jones.
For Jones, excuse me. So if Jones had thrown 88 pitches through five, I think they probably just would have let him go five. My understanding initially, I had heard it from somewhere that it was a 70-pitch limit for Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But I've since been told, no, it was just a flat five-innings cap. And so I just either be consistent with the way you view both of them, or if you're not going to be consistent, flip-flop it.
Well, I mean, it's also two different levels.
There's also that.
Like, you have to approach things differently. I mean, obviously, AAA and
there'd be more
leagues.
Stress on you in the bigs than there would be in AAA. It's fascinating.
It is very fascinating. You know, just even thinking through it and the psychological approach to it of why, and I get what you're saying, like, why not have a full philosophy of the way that you handle young pitchers, but I think it's more about protection and how each guy does pitch and where they're at in their levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, like I said, more about protection than anything.
I'm also ready, while knowing they have to protect Skeens, I'm ready for him to get closer to the big leagues. And I think in order to get him up here, you have to stretch him out.
Well, I mean, but 65 pitches, though, kind of shows you. I mean, it was more than Jones, even though that it was an innings. Mm-hmm. And then you said you heard it was 70. I mean, he's five pitches off of that.
Mm-hmm.
That shows me that
he's not super efficient right now, Paul Skeens. If I had one drawback, he's not super efficient. He's going through three innings and 65 pitches. That's a lot, especially when you consider the pure efficiency of Jared Jones, who's going 59 pitches through five.
So, yeah, so like what I'm saying is, like, why go an extra innings when you're already getting the 65 and three and a third?
I need to see if he can. I need to see how far you can push it. Like, okay, so it's 65. So what's it going to be? 75 the next time, then 85. Like, how long is this going to take? And it does not seem like it's a one size fits all kind of deal. So it leaves us as Pirates fans wondering, when is this guy going to be here? And it's leaving some Pirates fans a little angsty. Here's a text I got from my buddy, who's as big a Pirates fan as you're ever going to find. It was in our group chat. I can't take much more of Skeens in the minors. 8 Ks with 3 more shutout innings. What are they doing here? And then my other buddy responded, Shelton will probably cap him at 20 pitches per outing. I'm guessing that there's now more built-up angst based on the way that Skeens is pitching than there has been now at any other point waiting for Paul Skeens.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.